On page 441 of his book, Neki Ki Da'awat, Amir al-Sunnat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radawi Damat Barakatumul Aliyah has mentioned that Allama Kamaluddin Damiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala narrated, one leg of Zamakhshari was cut off. Zamakhshari was a scholar of Mu'tazali sect. When asked by people about it, he disclosed that it was the consequence of the curse of his mother. Going into details, he said, in my childhood, I once caught a sparrow and tied a string to its leg. Coincidentally, it flew away from my hand and entered an opening of a wall, but the string remained hanging out. Holding the string, I pulled it hard and the sparrow came out of the opening, writhing in severe pain. The leg of the poor sparrow had been cut. Noticing this painful scene, my mother became very grieved and cursed me with these words, may your leg get cut as you have cut the leg of this bird that cannot express its suffering. The matter was then ignored. After some time, I traveled to Bukhara to gain knowledge. On the way, I fell down from my conveyance, receiving a severe injury to my leg. Having reached Bukhara, I underwent treatments, but nothing relieved the pain. Eventually, my leg was cut off. This way, the curse of the mother produced its effect. Dil dukhana chhod de maa baap ka, varna hai isme khasara aapka. The above mentioned parable not only contain Madani pearls of admonition for those who hurt animals and parents, it also has something for the parents to ponder over, especially for the mothers who curse their children on trivial matters by producing such utterances, may you be destroyed, may you be burst, may you suffer from leprosy, etc. They should control their tongue, lest their curse is heard, provided that it is the very time of accepting du'as and something bad happens to their children in reality. In this way, the mother herself will become worried. Therefore, it is more appropriate to only make du'a for well-being of children. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to keep our parents happy and get their du'as. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.